The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Well, good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's now 7:32 and it's 50. Your WJON weather I forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. News this hour brought to you by Perkins Restaurants and Bakery. Longtime mayor of St. Joseph calling it a career. Rick Schultz has announced he's not seeking re-election this year. He says he's watched the town grow quite a bit over his 14 years as the mayor, and he's not sure there's much more for him to do.
It's in a really good position. Industry, commercial, business, everybody's really working together well. And it's just time for somebody else to take the reins. Somebody else can take it to the next level.
Well, Schultz says being mayor is the most rewarding position he's ever had.
There's no one particular thing that I can say, this is, you know, my footprint or what I can stand on. There's just an awful lot of good things.
Schultz says he'll finish out his seventh term as mayor this year, and the new mayor will be sworn in early January. The candidate filing period begins July 30th. Last month, St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss announced he was not seeking re-election after 20 years on the job. Stearns Electric Association's broken ground on a brand-new facility. They are replacing the current 54-year-old operations center and headquarters with an 89,000-square-foot building and a larger pole yard. The facility will be located just west of Stearns Electric's current headquarters along Interstate 94 in Melrose. The new facility will feature larger garages, an enhanced mechanic shop, meeting areas, and storage spaces. The projected cost for the project, $21.5 million, is expected to be completed in late summer or early July, fall of next year. The Stearns Electric branch office in St. Joseph will not be affected by this project. Well, it's Christmas for anglers on Saturday, Minnesota's fishing opener. DNR Conservation Officer Mike Lurchin says the opener is a true Minnesota tradition.
Experienced anglers play a key role in passing on that tradition, making sure that the resources are around for future generations. And one key way to do that is by taking a kid fishing.
Lake City, home to this year's governor's fishing opener. Deborah Lee, one of the community dancers this year on the Women's Fund Presents Dancing with Our Stars event. Her partner is Lee Morgan. Unlike the other professional dancers in the competition, this will be Morgan's first year, and he doesn't describe himself as a professional. He says he agreed to partner with Lee because the charity they are raising money for helps to get more women interested in careers in the trades.
Well, my previous life, I was a corporate CEO, and I know the labor needs in central Minnesota. We're desperately short of people. And I also know that the biggest pool that's untapped are women, particularly marginalized women. So this cause is extremely dear to my heart.
The program benefiting from their efforts is the Rising Stars program at the St. Cloud Technical and Community Center's multicultural center. The style of dance they're doing is a West Coast swing, which is being choreographed by Deborah Lee's daughter. WJON News has been profiling each of this year's dancers in the Dancing with Our Stars event. The finale coming up Monday, June 10th at the College of St. Benedict in St. Joseph. Just in time for Mother's Day, the Foley High School Greenhouse class is holding their greenhouse sale. It's tomorrow and Friday. Organizers say there's a variety of plants available, from hanging baskets to tomatoes and peppers. The students have grown the plants as part of their classroom work. The plant sale is an annual project. The sale on Thursdays from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and then Fridays from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. or the plants are or until they're gone. The sale is at the Foley High School greenhouse, which is near the football field. WJON News Time's coming up on 7:36. It's 50 right now. News this hour brought to you by Perkins Restaurants and Bakery. Your full WJON weather I forecast on the way in a few minutes from now. And, of course, you can listen live to WJON at home with your Amazon Echo device. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, today, Jim, is no socks day. Are you wearing socks today?
I am wearing socks.
Oh, my gosh, you didn't get the memo. I didn't either. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Maybe summer would make more sense for a no sock day. But here's some history on socks. So the world's oldest socks, in fact, 1,600 years old. There was some excavating that was done at the end of the 19th century. There were burial grounds in ancient Greek that they found that they were wearing socks. You know what they were wearing them with?
Sandals?
Yes, they were. They were wearing them with sandals.
It's
so the tradition of socks and sandals.
It's the original fashion, right?
The word sock has Roman origins. So it comes from the word soccus, a loose-fitting slipper worn by Roman comic actors. Cavemen were the first to wear socks, some experts believe. Experts believe that they wrapped animal skins around their feet and tied them at the ankle.
Makes sense.
For warmth, of course, makes sense. In the 8th century, the Greek poet Hesiod wrote about Pilate, which wore socks made from matted animal hair. Sounds gross now, but I mean, it's functional, I guess.
Right. Do what you got to do.
Misplaced socks. No laughing matter. In 2011, researchers established that the average person will lose 60 socks a year.
Wow. I don't lose 60
that
socks.
That seems a little much.
Yeah.
I mean, if you only have one and the other you can't find a matching sock, you got to throw it out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't wear mismatching socks. 82% of young men wear odd socks at least once a week. Doesn't say how young that young man must be.
82% seems
That's
high.
That's really high. People who wear mismatched socks are more likely to be married. Is it that they just don't care as much?
They don't have to impress anybody.
I guess not. A design on the ankle or side of the sock is called what? Any idea what that's called?
No.
It's called a clock. Is there a color etiquette in regards to socks? Do you have any opinions in regards to that?
I don't know.
Like, when are white socks appropriate? When are black socks appropriate? When can you wear different colored socks?
Yeah, like I'm guessing they're asking, like, Tim, so should the sock color match the shirt? Should it match the pant? I think a sock that matches the shirt or your tie, that's kind of fun.
So you do have some opinions. How about socks with sandals? Kind of going back to the beginning there. Is that acceptable?
I wouldn't do that, no.
Even if it may have been done by Greeks many years ago?
You know, I guess it's good enough for the Greeks. It's probably good enough for us.
It's good enough for middle-aged men to go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Whatever works. Whatever your style is, wear it.
Yeah. And honestly, if you're doing that, you probably don't care anyway.
All right. For sure. Yep.
All right. What do you got coming up at 8:05?
There's a big truck night coming up in Sartell. We'll tell you about it at 8:05 this morning.
All right, Jim. Thank you. 7:39 and we're, let's see, temperature-wise. I think the temperatures have changed a little bit here. We are currently at 49 degrees. Coming up next, we got the weather forecast with meteorologist Kara Foster.
WGN Radar Weather.
Joined now by meteorologist Kara Foster for a look at the weather forecast. All right, Kara, boy, this forecast looks pretty darn good.
It's looking very, very nice. Lots of sunshine headed our way today. We're hitting a high of 73. Also, barely any winds out there, so already off to a gorgeous start. We do see a dash of rain possible around dinner time tonight. Then mostly cloudy, will dip down to 44. Tomorrow is a little bit cooler, but still very sunny, very gorgeous, high of 62. Clear skies 45 going into Thursday night. Now, as we head into Friday, there will be a system that will move through. It's going to be pretty scattered, though, mixing in with some sunshine. We are warming up to a high of 70. Westerly winds, though, 5 to 20, gusting up to 30. That should be done by dinner time as well. So it's not going to take all day, fortunately, probably only between about 1 and 6 p.m. is when we're expecting that. From there, pretty clear as well. Sunny and 69 into Saturday. Sunny 75 into Sunday. We might see a dash of rain in the late afternoon as it is a little bit warmer. But next week, we're sitting in the mid to upper 70s. Honestly, could see some 80s throughout the week as well. Showers will be back in the forecast, but as of right now, it seems pretty minimal, which would be pretty nice. Today's forecast brought to you by Auto Value. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
All right, Kara, thank you. It's 7:42. We're at 51 degrees, sunny skies. The official high at the St. Cloud Airport yesterday was 69, low was 53. We had 0.16 of an inch of rainfall yesterday. The average high temperature for this date is 65, average low is 42. Record high temps at a 1985 of 85, record lows at a 1945 of 23. Next on WJON, our top five at 7:45.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save.